Lead yourself. Lead SA.
Yvette Hardy joining me on the line now, president of Acitej International. Yvette, a hearty congratulations on being the recipient of the Mickey Miners Award, which was handed over to you in New York last week. What does that mean for those of us who are none the wiser?
Yes, so much, Africa. Well, it's a kind of lifetime achievement award, which reflects on my contribution to theatre for children and young people in the global space. And it's an award from an organization called the International Performing Arts for Youth, for young audiences. And IPAY is an organization based in the USA and serving the North American part of the community. But in fact, it has an international board of directors and has done a lot to really focus on trade and exchange between countries in theatre for young audiences. So it was a wonderful recognition, and I was completely overwhelmed and honoured to have received the award.
And Yvette, what brought you into this space? Why do you believe it's important for us and for really everyone in the world to expose children and young people to theatre as early as possible?
Well, I think that children, they experience the world through their senses, and they learn about the world through play. And really what the arts are an extension of those two things. The arts are about exploring our senses, our hearing, our sense of movement, our sense of life itself, really, of all the faculties that we have as human beings, and of playing, of exploring, of using creativity to solve problems. And so because children do this naturally, art becomes an incredible extension of their learning capacities. And it's been proved in many, many studies that exposure to the arts from the earliest possible age can be immensely useful for a child in terms of their development, their social development, their personal development, in terms of educational attainment, in terms of, very interestingly, their sense of hope for the future. One of the things that happened at the IPAY, apart from the awards, was that there were a series of conferences. And at one of these conferences, a paper was presented about a five-year report on the impact of theatre on children. And there were a number of expected impacts. Some of the things that I've been mentioning around, for example, capacity to communicate and language use and, educational attainment and those kinds of things. But the unexpected impact was that children who had experienced theatre over a five-year period had a sense of hope for the future. And they had a control group which was not experiencing theatre over that same period. And in fact, their sense of their future was diminishing. And I found that absolutely fascinating, and it just validated what I experienced, is that basically what theatre does is it gives a space where children are able to experience community, where they're able to experience empathy, and where they get a sense of hope, of that there's something beyond my own experience.
I have very vivid memories of my very first time at the theatre. I was in primary school. We had gone to the Baxter Theatre and Ipindombi was showing. We'd arrived for the 11 o'clock performance, which is generally the case for schools' programmes, and the curtains were open and the stage was bare, the room went dark, the auditorium went dark for 30 seconds, and then what happened next was me being transported to the middle of the KwaZulu-Natal Midlands, and I'll never forget that feeling. I went, wow, how did they do that? And it's a feeling that has, I suppose, determined my love for the theatre space and the work that I continue to do in it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, these kinds of, we call them peak experiences. These kinds of peak experiences, many people dismiss them as saying, well, it's just a once-off. Theatre is so ephemeral. It only happens in a very particular time and space. But in fact, the peak experiences are the things that set our life course very often. They're the things that we remember. They're the things that really make life worthwhile. And very often, when I speak to people, they will talk about these kinds of experiences, their first experience of theatre or very early memories of experiencing something absolutely, beautiful and transformative. And it can affect them in all kinds of interesting ways, from from deciding their career in something completely unrelated to theatre. You know, suddenly it creates an ambition to be an astronaut or whatever it is, you know, or to be a teacher, or just simply to recognise that there is something beyond what I am experiencing in my life right now, and to get interested and excited about that, to get curious about it and to want to learn more.
Great news when there was a launch of the Cradle of Creativity for 2019, which is going to happen in August from the 20th to the 25th of August at the Baxter Theatre, at Magnet Theatre, Theatre Arts Admin Collective, as well as Gugas Tebe, Gwalanga. I was lucky enough to be exposed to some of it in 2017. What will happen this time around?
Yes, well, we're extremely excited about this because after the success of 2017, where we had 1,400 delegates from 78 countries and we had 63 productions from all over the world, it was this massive event, as you know, we have decided to continue this legacy with a biennial festival. So in 2019, this year in August, we will be having a smaller festival. We think about 20 productions, but 10 of them will be from outside South Africa and 10 of them will be from South Africa. We'll be catering for all ages. There will be a focus on early years theatre because that's still a new area in South Africa and something which we're really wanting to develop. There'll also be dance for young audiences. There'll be puppetry. There'll be, you know, a whole range of things for the whole age range. And then also very importantly, there'll be a space for workshops and for discussions and conversations about the importance of theatre for young audiences and opportunities to share the kind of research that I was talking about earlier, because I think that that's also very important, to know exactly why we're doing what we're doing and how we can do it better.
Yvette, your passion, love, interest in this space is unquestioned, and you are certainly a most deserving recipient of the Mickey Miners Award. Once again, congratulations on that award.
Thank you so much, Africa.
Yvette Hardy is a president of Asetej International, receiving this past week the Mickey Miners Award, which is presented by the International Performing Arts for Youth, to pay tribute to her because she's made such a significant impact over an extended period of time to the field of performing arts for youth. If you want to read up about the Cradle of Creativity 2019, you can go to asetej.org.za.